The Democratic Alliance has instructed our lawyers to proceed with our application to the High Court to seek urgent relief to prevent the unlawful use of BBBE status, race, gender, age or disability as a criteria in relation to economic or other forms of relief or assistance. This is after the Minister for Small Business Development missed the 5 o'clock deadline to provide an explanation for her department's about turn on the use of race and BBBE as evaluating criteria for her government's SMME debt relief fund. It must be noted up front that our case is different from the litigation filed by Solidarity because we are not merely contesting the use of race-based policies for financial relief in one ministry, but discrimination as a whole and across each and every sector of our economy during a national state of disaster. We believe that under such dire circumstances, it is unconscionable for government to cherry-pick who is deserving of assistance based on a set of arbitrary criteria, bearing in mind that black workers and employees will lose their jobs should their company be denied assistance purely because it happens to be white-owned. After initially denying that BBBE would be a criteria a month ago, going so far as to call a leaked report to this effect as fake news, the ministers now confirmed on Tuesday at a joint meeting of the Portfolio and Select Committees for Small Business that race would indeed be a determining factor. Through the court action, the DA is seeking for it to be declared impermissible and unlawful for government to use BBBE status, race, gender, age or disability as a criteria for determining which persons or entities will receive economic or other forms of relief or assistance. Our application seeks to establish a precedence across all sectors under the Disaster Management Act that will be binding on all disasters in the future. The DA won't allow the crisis of this pandemic, which affects all South Africans, regardless of their colour, regardless of their circumstances, to be used to divide our nation. We cannot have the President continuously calling for unity and asking all South Africans to pitch in, play their part and to contribute to relief funds, while his ministers then hide behind BBBE regulations to deny certain citizens fair access to these funds. The irony the government doesn't seem to grasp is that businesses that are now being denied emergency relief because the owner is white employ huge numbers of black employees. These are the people whose families will be denied an income and will face incredible hardship if the ANC gets away with this. We will continue to fight against this and pursue fairness and freedom in South Africa. We won't allow the guise of a virus to be used to divide South Africans.